This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Charlie Kenny, thank you for joining me for the roundtable today to mark the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination. You know, during his short term in office, he did experience some significant international challenges, everything from, of course, the growing conflict in Vietnam and the building of the Berlin Wall and tensions with the Soviet Union, but also in Latin America, these experiences with the, you know, Bay of Pigs, the attempted overthrow of Castro, the Cuban Missile Crisis. But at the same time, he also experienced some significant success in the international arena. He created the Peace Corps. He created the Alliance for Progress, which had a significant impact on Latin America as well. So, Charlie, given your background and experience in that part of the world, tell us what you think about the short term that President Kennedy had in office and how he was received by that community, and particularly these challenges and successes that he experienced there.
I think that we can see the Kennedy presidency and its legacy in Latin America through the eyes of one quote, if you will, from a speech he gave in 1962.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable.
He believed that communism was a great evil, and he believed that the United States had a role in the world in combating communism wherever it could. And he sought to do so in two ways, through what we might call soft power today and by creating conditions in Latin America that would be less propitious for communist subversion, as they would have referred to it at that time, but also using the various means the United States has at its disposal to fight communism and communist dictators where they were found. It's not coincidental that within a month of one another, he both launched the Alliance for Progress, a massive development program for Latin America, and he launched the attack on Cuba, the unsuccessful attack on Cuba known as the Bay of Pigs invasion, which was a plan inherited from the Eisenhower administration but that he approved of. In neither case were the programs successful. The Bay of Pigs was a fiasco. It did more probably to harm the image of the United States in Latin America than many other things combined, and more to ensure that Castro would remain in power. The Alliance for Progress was more of a mixed success. It did not achieve its goals, but it did convey a new image of the United States to Latin America, one in which the United States highlighted the problems of social injustice in Latin America and prioritized changes in Latin American politics and economics that would greatly change the status of the lower class people in Latin America. And it's, I think, for that reason, along with his youthful energy, his Catholicism, that he became much beloved in Latin America.
So despite some of these significant failures and challenges he faced, he, like you said, today he's remembered very fondly. So what is the image? Let's end that with that discussion. What is the image of John F. Kennedy today when people in Latin America think back about his presidency and their experiences with him?
I think for the general public in Latin America, it's much like that of the United States. He is an image of youthful hope, of ideals, of the things that we'd all like to stand for and see happen in the world. And for that reason, there are more parks and schools and streets and things named for Kennedy than any other U.S. president in Latin America. In many homes in the 1960s, there were photos of him on the wall next to a photo of Jesus Christ or something like that. Not a photo of Jesus Christ, a painting or something like that, images. So I think he's remembered rather fondly.
Well, Charlie, it's a sad day, of course, to remember these sorts of things, but it's very interesting to see what a person such as John F. Kennedy, a person whose presidency was cut so short, the significant impact that he had around the world, and particularly in our own hemisphere in Latin America. So, Charlie, thank you for joining me today to remember President Kennedy.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.